Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stewart Chamber of Commerce Director Brenda Dudley about the Revitalization Group's Welcome to Stewart event on April 1st and the second annual Bonnie and Clyde 5-Mile Run Walk on April 18th. There's a new event happening on April 1st. There's no April Fool's joke, but who's hosting this event?
The Revitalization Committee is actually the one organizing it, sponsoring it. And what it is, it's a Welcome to Stewart for new residents into town. The Chamber has, for the last couple of years, we give a welcome packet to the new residents in the Wombolt edition. And we've decided that we're not hitting everybody, that everybody should have a chance for those welcome packets. So we decided to start this. We're hoping to do it quarterly for new residents in town, and those welcome packets will be available. In addition, we're hoping that some businesses are there to welcome people, tell what they have to offer, maybe what their specialties are. We're hoping to have some organizations there. The Chamber will be there, the Revitalization Committee, hoping for the young professionals. PTO has said they will come, Boy Scouts, probably the Lions. There's just going to be a variety of people there. So our biggest thing is to get some of the new residents to attend that. And it'll be Wednesday. It's at the library from 6 to 7. And very informal. Just walk around, kind of like a job fair. Just go from table to table or from person to person and introduce yourself, find out what Stewart has to offer our new residents. Try to get them involved in things and get to meet some new people in town.
If you have a club or organization in Stewart and you want to get the word out to new residents about yourselves, what should they do?
I hope that they would contact me. And yeah, we are looking for anybody. 4-H groups, the youth soccer, the youth sports, anything that goes on in Stewart that you would advertise for, you know, that you want individuals to join, everybody's welcome to come and have a table or just, like I said, walk around and meet people. So yes, everybody's invited.
All right. And they should contact you at Stewart Chamber, that email?
Yeah, Stewart Chamber email. It's stewartchamber@aol.com.
Really, it's just a way to get a stronger relationship with the newcomers that come to Stewart?
Yes.
What kinds of information does the typical welcome packet include?
It has a lot of freebies in it. There's gift certificates to different places. There's discounts. Just a lot of freebies for people. There's probably 20 different things in there to 20 different businesses in town, so it's worth getting.
While you're here, maybe you want to give a little plug for the Bonnie and Clyde run that's coming up?
Sure. Bonnie and Clyde run is April 18th, and this is our second year. This year we'll be starting in Dexter at the museum. Last year we started at the Roundhouse, but people really liked the museum. There's a lot of Bonnie and Clyde information over there. So we're going to start over there this year. It's not big enough to really house all the people and get them registered, so we'll have tents set up outside and maybe like an enclosed trailer if the weather is raining or windy or bad. And then it'll be the same route as last year. We'll go through Dexter to White Pole Road all the way to Stewart. And then we'll end. We're not going to end in front of the place of the robbery like we did last year because it's going through that intersection, and that was just a lot of extra work for the traffic control. So we're ending probably like in front of Dollar General or someplace before that intersection. And then after the race, we will tabulate the results, have the announcements and the medal winners, and then the Stewart Police Reserves are going to provide a meal for free will donation to help raise some money. So we're hoping people stick around and eat there and help them out.
And for those who may not live in Dexter, those in Stewart can get a ride over to Dexter, right?
Yes, we will have a bus. We hope everybody comes to Stewart and takes the bus to Dexter. So when the race finishes in Stewart, their vehicle is in Stewart. And that race starts at 11. Bus runs over to Dexter until 10:30, so it'll be running all morning.
And it won't be going back to Dexter, so.
No. So yes, park in Stewart and ride to Dexter.
And do you know what time the lunch will be served?
Last year, surprisingly, some people finished that race in 20 minutes, so, or they're about 20 minutes. So I'm sure they'll be set up at 11 o'clock, probably even before that, because there's going to be a lot of people at the finish line that will be hungry and wanting to eat too. So I'm guessing they'll probably set up 10:30, so, and run until people have had their fill. So, and we're not sure right now. We had talked about maybe a scrambled egg breakfast type thing, but now I think maybe they're just talking about donuts and fruit juice and coffee. So we're waiting for them to make that decision. So we'll know more about that later.
And how long do you plan on closing off the road for the race?
I have talked to all the sheriffs. It's all three counties involved in White Pole Road, so it's Dallas, Guthrie, and Adair. I've talked to all three sheriffs, and we are planning to shut the road down 10:30 to probably 1 o'clock, maybe a little bit later, but most people were done by 12:30 last year, so it won't be shut down that long.
Well, I ran it last year, and it was a lot of fun. Not as tough as I thought it was going to be. I was a little trained for that. But how did you and Andy at Rose Acres feel about last year's run, and how are you feeling about doing it for a second time?
Last year went really well. For our first year, we had, I think, 99 registered, and I think he said 95 ended up coming and running. So we thought that was great for the first year. So naturally, we're hoping for more this year. I haven't had a lot of reservations yet, but to get registered, it's getmeregistered.com. So jump on there, register, or you can send your registration to Stuart, and we can get you registered there too. But last year we had shirts, a mug, the medal, and then we had the free chili feed. But Linden Street Suites is not open this year, so that's why we're giving the Stuart Reserves a chance to make some money there. So a lot of good prizes. It's $35 to register beforehand, $45 the day of the race.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Stuart Chamber of Commerce Director Brenda Dudley about the Revitalization Group's Welcome to Stuart event on April 1st and the second annual Bonnie and Clyde 5-Mile Run Walk on April 18th. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.